It's common enough that when parents separate, they share custody of their kids. It's a bit more complicated, though, geographically and culturally, when one side of your family lives in Canberra and the other in a remote community in far north Queensland. And that's what it was like for Bruce Martin. Bruce's mum, Dorothy Puchamunka, is a senior WIC woman from Aurukun. And his white dad, Dave Martin, is a chemical engineer turned anthropologist. Ever since he was little, Bruce has moved between his mum's home in Western Cape York and the cities where his dad's lived. Georgia Moody has been following Bruce's story for our sister program, Earshot. Here, she takes us to Aurukun.
Did you hear that in the background?
No.
Oh, it's a barramundi chasing schools of mullet around.
We're trying to get the barramundi for lunch.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good.
It's a few days later, and Bruce and I are fishing next to the Archer River, one of the major rivers that runs through WIC country. We've gone camping with a big group of Bruce's family, including his mum Dorothy. Bruce's dad Dave first came here to Aurukun in the 1970s. Dave was adopted into a WIC family and he lived and worked up here for more than 8 years. But when Bruce was about 5 years old, Dorothy and Dave separated and his dad moved to Canberra. A dispute over whether Bruce would live with his dad in Canberra or his mum here in Aurukun ended up in the family court.
There were people from Aurukun, including my mum's brother-in-law, Bernard, and my mum's younger sister, who's passed away now. They had a big hand in raising me as well. And Bernard actually gave evidence that he thought it was a good idea for me to stay with Dad and go to school, but to make sure that for holidays and for ceremony and things like that, I would have to come back home. And that's essentially what's happened. When people say, oh, it's lucky you've got such a traditional mum that you still perform ceremony, or they say, oh, it's good that you've got an educated white dad because it means that, you know, there was a focus on your education. Ultimately, I thank my dad for the fact that I still speak language because he knew that that was important and he knew that that was important to my mum. But the fact that I got a decent education, yes, absolutely, my dad provided that, but I remember wanting to stay out bush many, many times and mum turning heaven and earth to make sure that I got back into town. And that was all because I needed to catch the plane the next day to get back to school. I tell that to say that, you know, it's not all black and white, pardon the pun. It's many, many shades of grey.
Bruce Martin there, speaking with Georgia Moody. And Georgia's made a two-part program for Earshot on the story of Bruce and his family, how Bruce's parents, Dorothy and Dave, met, what happened when they separated, and where they're all at now.